tripping and all of that.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a different kind of fat. It's not cholesterol. It's some kind of. They get a good mark. I got this little The Week magazine, and they got all the special stuff from the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they even had a part about produce. Mm-hmm. You know, like hot peppers are good for you and stuff like that. The way we were in 2017. I love when they sum up the end of a year, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. And
I'm glad I didn't contribute to it in any manner.
It would have been all good, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like the holiday cookbooks and things like that, but I don't like the holiday gift books that they do, you know, like Oprah has the gift book and some couple other people have, you know, their little gift idea things or whatever. No, I'm sorry. Could we pretend we don't have Oprah's money?
Right, exactly.
There's no point in looking at those, not even looking at them.
Oh, but yeah. But you know what? I like them because they're so out there. They got one like for Neiman Marcus. And sometimes they have things like his and her helicopters. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, so that's when you got to sit back and say, oh, they're doing it all just for me. They're just doing this for my wonderful show to enjoy these people. I mean, you just look at the craziness of it, and it's hard to really take it serious to get... They were interviewing guys like about Trump, and I saw this guy, this guy from Kentucky, and he's just an old farm dude that is going to get killed mercilessly in this tax trip, you know, by the guy that he voted for.
Right.
And the guy says, they said, well, what would it take to have you vote again on him in 2020? And he says, all a man got to do is put his name on the ballot, and he's got my vote.
And
I said, wow, man, you know. I heard you guys talking about Alabama and all of that when you couldn't hear me up front there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was a heavy scene for me because I got buddies from Opa-locka and places like that. And that I was in the service with back in 1950 to 1954. And they didn't hate fucking black people or none of that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody south of the border is not a fucking bigot and or an idiot. And they turned out, the black people turned out, and the single ladies turned out, and the people that had been to college and shit turned out. And they overcame the ones, you know, who think that the Ten Commandments should be on a lawn outside the fucking courthouse. You know, so I'm kind of proud of the Alabamans for pulling this off. And were you serious about that shit, or were you making it up about trucking people into voting shit? Is that some claim?
No. That's Alex Jones. Some,
you know, the crazy guy from InfoWars.
Oh, Alex Jones.
Yeah, he's the one that said that. He's been, you know, since the other Jones guy.
Isn't he like
Pete Roy Moore? He's like, yeah, they bust in people from out of state and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, and they use dead people's names, and yeah, he's going batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you consider the source.
Right.
Yes.
Say that. My mother used to say that to me when I was a little dude, and she'd say, no. Consider the source.
Right.
You know, yeah, so it's a, oh, yeah, there's a, you know, I don't know, I wish I could, you know, it's a shame that we have to suffer along with the ones who vote for him.
Right.
Actually voted for the guy. He lost by 3 million votes. People have been talking about, you know, getting off that electoral college bullshit thing from back in slavery days. That was just an award to the slave states. And, you know, you wind up with shit like states that don't have as much population as the Bronx, for Christ's sakes, running things and getting, the gerrymandering. It's all out of control. And there was a guy on Doug's show this morning, a guy named Gerald Celente. And I really like Gerald. He's an intelligent guy. And he publishes a thing called Trends Journal. And he's easy to, you know, for you guys to go like trendsjournal.com or some whatever you do. And he goes around the world. And he's into this cyber coin thing. He was talking about it.
The Bitcoin thing?
Yeah, that was Bitcoins or something. You know, on the electronic stuff, drug dealers were using it originally, but now it's caught on, and it's like you guys haven't heard of that stuff?
Yeah, yeah, we follow the Bitcoin thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's getting, like, bigger and bigger, and he says it's a cool thing. I told him, I said, you know, what about the tulips when they went ape shit on that? No, he says, yeah, but that ain't it on this. He believes this is a real thing, you know. And he says stuff about, forget these parties and stuff like this. We need a whole different way of running the country. And it's got to be, you vote for what you want. And that's
right.
It. We do the voting. The people do the voting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Instead of having these phonies here to represent us, who take bribes in the form of campaign contributions.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is the difference? It's all a matter of semantics. What are you going to call it? You call it a bribe, or, oh, no, this is a campaign contribution.
Mm.
And then 10 of these guys who made, these guys made campaign contributions to 10 legislators, and all 10 of them voted in favor of what the hell they were doing, you know? What are we? I mean, this. I was aware of this shit like 40 years ago. I don't know where everybody else has been, but you know, you got a bunch of people give you money from the concrete lobby, and then you go to vote on the new state highway going in. You're not going to vote for asphalt, man.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just a donation. Only a donation. Yeah.
Now, we were just talking about Alex Jones, that crazy guy from InfoWars. Here's that little piece that we were talking about. Oh, also in the room, just to let you know, Patrick, we got my daughter, Brittany, is also here.
She goes by Dakota.
Hi, that Brittany. Goes by Dakota.
Okay.
So, say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Brittany.
There you go. All right, here you go. Let's listen to that bit.
Had to do what Napoleon did. They've deployed everything. They've launched all reserves, attacks, everything. Fire, 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 fire. But they're not raising money. They've spent the little they've got on this Moore thing, betting everything on it. And notice the Democrat judge said, oh, we're going to erase all the computer files after tonight on Wednesday morning. So there's going to be no recount. Try that, Moore. Oh, and the polls said he was going to lose by 10 to 15 points. Fox News, CNN, same garbage to create a bandwagon effect with some to go, well, I better vote with a winner. He's going to lose. So he lost some there. And then they just came in, baby, and they, as they do all over the country, had the dead people vote and had the folks busted in those Democrat areas, and they stole the election when my research shows Roy Moore probably would have won by 6-7 points.
Oh, yeah.
So, it
yeah,
really
he's pretty,
is.
He's pretty out there,
wah,
Michael.
Wah.
What we're witnessing and the dirty tricks of the Clintons and the dirty tricks of their systems in this country reaching down through into daily life. I mean, they come after you when you fight them. They run intelligence operations. They destroy families. They pay people off. They threaten weak-minded people into you know, going along with them. But their reign of intimidation and their reign of just the dirtiest pool ever played in this country, probably in the world, is coming to an end.
So apparently there's like brainwashing and hitmen and all this stuff going on just to get your vote.
Go to your window, open your window and shout, we're mad as hell and we won't take it anymore.
Exactly. My goodness.
Network, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I was flashing on network on that. Yeah.
But it's scary. It's funny that, and this guy's got a very popular show. He's got a big platform. And,
oh, yeah.
And people, there's just as many people, I think, if not more people watching this guy because he's so crazy.
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to dig what he's saying. We used to watch George Putnam. out back in the 1960s and early 70s, and he was a guy that would start. He was like a talk show out in L.A., and he would say, "George Putnam tonight from Newbury Park, where Old Glory flies over there," and he would be this ponderous, "I'm an all-American kind of guy." And we watched him because he was so far out there, and he'd have a guy named Mayor Sam Yorty on, and Credibility Gap, a bunch of very funny left-wing young people, got together a show where they did those voices and stuff, Mayor Sam and him and all this right-wing garbage, and they made a mockery out of it. And one night this guy was doing his right-wing shtick, you know,
right,
talking about Vietnam, and we are going to blah, 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 blah. And this guy comes down the middle aisle of the studio, and he's wheeling himself down in a wheelchair. And he's got, like, fatigues on, and Putnam points, and he says, "Here comes one of our veterans now." And the wheeler guy comes down, and he says, "Murderers, baby killers." It was Rod Kovic, the guy who became a paraplegic over there and became a great crusader. They made a movie about him with Tom Cruise of Born on the 4th of July.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah, man. So there's always a close coordination between what's really happening and these ponderous oafs that are on the airwaves, you know, saying jive. And there's always a bunch of us that we're listening to kooks like that because you can't believe they had another guy named Joe Pyne. And he had a wooden leg or something, and he was out there in God knows where. And we were freaking out at the time, you know. We'd listened to that for a whole, you believe these motherfuckers, man?
No, they're just crazy, right?
Yeah, oh, of course. But then again, aren't we all?
Well, yeah, we have to be listening to everybody else. We just have to stick to our guns and steer clear of these fuckers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just move along down, you know, float down the river, and don't ask no questions. And as my mother used to say, there was a beautiful red apple that fell off the guy's push cart and fell down the storm drain and wound up going out through the sewer entrance into the Hudson River. And the nice red apple was bobbing along.
Oh, God.
And up floated Mr. Turd, and he bumped into the apple, and he said, "Where are we going?" And the apple looked at the turd and said, "Where do you get that wee shit?" That was my mother told me that one.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She was a New Yorker.
Yeah, no. So, and the Hudson River was right there.
Oh, yeah. It was an object lesson in life.
They yeah, no. I totally understand
the
now.
The peel, the turd, the shiny red apple, the used condom, they all floating down there somewhere on the same tide.
Well, you know, it's already close to that time again, isn't it, guys? I don't even have a phone that works nowadays. What do we got? We got 43 after. All right, guys, let's go around the table, make sure that we do this. We do this every Sunday, folks. I know today's been very eclectic, but that's okay. We just fly by the seat of our pants no matter what the hell happens. So you can check out Patrick and the rest of the crew here. You know about all the Edge stuff. I've already promoted that throughout the show. For myself, definitely go to paulbrumbaugh.com. And yes. Patrick's here every fucking Sunday, so come check us out around the room.
Mistress Christine on Facebook.
And Kitten's Corner Corner with a K on Facebook also.
And then Brandon Ray's
modeling page.
There you go. So, you guys got anything planned for the holiday, Patrick?
Oh, no. I just plan to stay out of a firing range.
There you go. That's a good idea, man. And enjoy yourself.
Okay.
We're going to leave you with your little brother, and I know this is kind of funny and fitting, but this is all about the Hudson River and germs in the immune system.
Oh, that's funny.
So, here you go. It's almost like we planned this shit. Keep standing up, San Francisco. We'll see you next week here on The Edge.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye, Patrick. Bye, Marlene.
Reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want. As long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs. Why, these fucking pussies. You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a fucking chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Take a fucking chance, bunch of goddamn pussies. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs, what are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Now, let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. So personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Yes, I do. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section, on New Year's morning during a soccer riot. And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice. My immune system is equipped with the biological equivalent of fully automatic military assault rifles with night vision and laser scopes. And we have recently acquired phosphorus grenades, cluster bombs, and anti-personnel fragmentation mines. So, when my white blood cells are on patrol, reconnoitering my bloodstream, seeking out strangers and other undesirables, if they see any suspicious-looking germs of any kind, they don't fuck around. They whip out the weapons, they wax the motherfucker, and deposit the unlucky fellow directly into my colon. Into my colon. There's no nonsense. There's no Miranda warning. There's none of that three strikes and you're out shit. First defense, bam, into the colon you go.
Oh. And speaking of my colon, I want you to know I don't automatically wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom, okay? Can you deal with that? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know when I wash my hands? When I shit on them. That's the only time. That's the only... And you know how often that happens? Tops, tops, 2-3 times a week. Tops, tops. Maybe a little more frequently over the holidays, you know what I mean? And I'll tell you something else, my well-scrubbed friends. You don't always need a shower every day. Did you know that? It's overkill. Unless you work out or work outdoors or for some reason come in intimate contact with huge amounts of filth and garbage every day, you don't always need a shower. All you really need to do is to wash the 4 key areas. Armpits, asshole, crotch, and teeth. Got that? Armpits, asshole, crotch, and teeth. In fact, you can save yourself a whole lot of time if you simply use the same brush on all 4 areas. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys. That was George Carlin. Next week is Christmas Eve. We will see you with a little short show next week, but then we'll be back with the full show.
For the new year.
On New Year's Eve?
On New Year's Eve. No? We're going to have another short show then?
Yes.
Okay, so the next 2 weeks are going to be short shows. But we'll have something for you guys served up some way, somehow. But go check us out at The Edge. And Patrick and Marlene, thanks again. Happy holidays.
Happy Merry holidays. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
That was great. Okay, man.
All right, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Of these disgusting pricks.
Who sucked out the feeling? Who sucked out the feeling? Who sucked out the feeling? Who sucked out the feeling?
Hey, Carl.
Hey, I really like that song, Teenage Doofus. What was it?
Oh, let's take a listen. Oh, wait, hang on a sec. Wrong.
It's prom night and I am
It's bullshit at night.
It's no longer in the chorus.
You know what? You know what's a better song?
What's that? Oh, song. Is it our song?
No, it goes, dun, 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 dun. Sing along if you know the words, Carl. Dun, okay. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know the words.
A eon of podcast raff without a pedal.
Oh, I do know the words.
You do? Come on, sing along with me. A eon of sea of bullshit. I don't know. Are you looking down a barrel of a gun and listening to podcasts as your only salvation? Well, that's pretty sad, dude. I didn't
you know,
to go
it's
that
like,
far.
Like, sometimes you don't know the lyrics to a song, but you do when it's playing.
When you hear it
like
ad nauseum.
If that bumper was playing, I bet you I could talk it.
So this is the pre-show. You're listening to MutinyRadio.fm. My name is Mike, and I'm with Carl. We're going to do a show at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, in a couple of minutes. Our usual promos is not running necessarily, so we're taking this opportunity to do a pre-show. If you're listening to MutinyRadio.fm, go to that website. It'll take you to another website. You'll see a donate button. Click that. It'll take you to PayPal.
Yeah.
Throw in $5. Just help the theater
out. I do it.
Yeah, Mutiny Radio. I listen to a lot of Mutiny Radio podcasts as well. I listen to the show that just concluded, Living on the Edge. Living on the Edge! On the Edge with Paul Brumbaugh.
Insanity.
No, Edge of Insanity. I knew
right.
That, right. Although last week's show was started halfway through.
Is Paul with us?
Paul's
That's
here.
That's him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
Paul,
there he is.
Paul and I are doing a show at 5:30.
At a deli.
At a deli. It has a Hawaiian name. It's Kavikas. Kavikas. Because the W.
Yeah,
because
I went into that deli and I asked him, what's the Holocaust? He goes, what are you talking about?
You want the Jewish bakery next door if you're getting holla. They'll let you know what it costs.
I said, that's fine. Just don't holla at me.
Oh, people are trying to holla at you? Yeah. Holla at you? Oh, boy. Hey, Hanukkah called. They're canceling the holiday after 6 nights after that joke. Oh, that was pretty funny, Carl. I need to save it for our show in 2 minutes.
But I didn't set it up with the guy wants to know what is the Holocaust all about. So he goes into a Jewish deli. I just jumped in the middle as if you knew my, you know, you listen to our show regularly.
Yeah, and if you're listening from the East Coast, Carl is a Bay Area tri-state comic, and that's one of his jokes. So
I never did it. I never,
you never
not
did
even
that?
At an open mic.
Didn't you do it at my place in San Francisco?
I could do that joke any old place, but the thing is, you have to understand what challah bread is, or it's not funny. So that's why I've never done it, because, you know, two people in the audience will get it.
I'm going to test this a little bit more. Say hi.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Test.
Okay, that's good.
So
we'll just go with this.
I skip the challah jokes, and I stick with the ex-wife jokes, just like Paul.
But, you know, like, not only do people not know what challah is, a lot of people, a lot of kids in the 21st century doesn't even know what the Holocaust is. So, you know, it's not like, they'll be like, what, that fake thing?
The Holocaust.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more like a Holocaust, as Paul says. Holla. Wow. Well, that's a great way to promote the show. So I'm, if you're listening to Carl and me right now, that means there was a screw up with our live feed and you're listening to the backup.
Bored.
You're listening to our backup copy, which features exclusively 60 seconds of us talking on live air at MutinyRadio.fm. Our show is called Let's Watch a Full Length Movie on YouTube, and you should listen to it every day of every time. And we're going to go into it in 1 second or two. Hang on.
My clock wrong? I still think there's...
No, I have 10 seconds before showtime, guys.
Should we count down or no?
If you want to, that'd be cool.
Well, what are we at? 6?
Oh, here we go. It's
five.
Too late.
Four. Too late.